Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, after last week, which ended with President Trump, Melania Trump, and the president's aides and others contracting the coronavirus, the president then on Friday is taken to Walter Reed Medical Center, treated with various experimental drugs, seems to be improving. And then yesterday, he leaves his hospital suite for a brief ride in a motorcade to greet well-wishers outside Walter Reed. The ride came even as Trump declared, says the AP in a video, a newfound appreciation for the seriousness of the virus, stating that, "I get it." Well, Trump's doctors say he could be released as early as today. The doctor, James Phillips, he's an attending physician at Walter Reed and a critic of Trump, tweeted, "This is insanity. Every single person in the vehicle during that completely unnecessary presidential, quote, drive-by now has to be quarantined for 14 days. They might get sick. They may die for political theater," the doctor added, commanded by Trump to put their lives at risk for theater.
David, there's not much I can say. The doctor is correct. This is insanity. You know, you get into a vehicle, there are four people, they're all wearing masks and shields, but that doesn't matter. You are taking an unnecessary risk, and you're putting these other people potentially now at death's door. Why? Because you're losing in the election. Every single poll is showing this president is 6, 7, 10 points behind, and especially, as we know, because we're playing electoral college politics in the electoral college system, which is what won the presidency for him, even though he lost the national vote the last time. So the 10 points in the national spread means less than being ahead 6 and 7 points in places like Pennsylvania. That is why he is so desperate that he gets into a car and puts other people in great danger, and the height of irresponsibility is as he gets out there. By the way, I have seen protests in Little Great Barrington that looked bigger, at least the way that I saw them, than what I saw all those adoring fans, which the media has made much of, who were standing outside the hospital. In any case, he did the wrong thing. The American people know it. Now they're talking about his getting out and going back to the White House. And everything that you are now seeing should be measured in light of the coming election and what his frustration is that he cannot catch up. Now, interestingly, forget about COVID. He was behind before any of this happened. Now we see that one of the super spreader places was when he was standing out honoring his Supreme Court appointment. In the meantime, back at the ranch, two or three United States senators have come down with the COVID and they're on the Judiciary Committee. And people are screaming, wait a second, hold things up. Well, if you hold things up, you're not going to get your 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court. And so there's where we are right now.
Alan, what happens if a couple of these senators that we're seeing sick now with the virus get really sick and can't perform? They can't designate anyone to vote for them, can they?
Well, that's now a big issue. Obviously, the majority leader is saying we need to let them vote virtually. Says Chuck Schumer. You're not going to allow that to happen. They have to be there. They have to present and vote. This is going to be real showdown time, and my bet is that those senators are going to be under extreme pressure, because if you think Donald Trump wouldn't sacrifice them in order to get his nominee appointed and have a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court, well, then think again.
I also was reading about contact tracing. In other words, all those people that were at that Amy Coney Barrett event and who they spoke to and where they went afterwards. And from state after state, officials were reporting they were not contacted by the White House. They had to do their own contact tracing.
These are some of the most influential people in America, mostly Republicans. We see the spectacle of people going into hospitals already. Rudy Giuliani is not one of them yet, but Chris Christie is in the hospital, drove himself there. Now, whether he's getting the kind of medical attention, I bet he is, that the president is, with all of these off-label treatments and drugs and everything else that the president is getting, is anybody's question. We do know that Christie is in danger because of overweight with the president. I think he makes the president look like a thin man. And it's just one more symbol of how this disease works. The president, for his part, is now saying he's learned about the coronavirus. What? You mean he learned about it by getting sick? He didn't know enough to open his eyes and see what was going on and to argue against the use of masks in the United States? He is in so many ways responsible for what has happened to so many people in this country because he just wouldn't do what was right and put a mask on and tell others to put a mask on.
Then there is the issue of national security and getting contradictory information from the doctors as we went through this. The American people need to know how the president is doing, and there was much analysis over the weekend that I saw on the threat to national security when you have a president who's sick with a deadly virus.
That's right. It's clear that this close to the election, you are not going to see, under the 25th Amendment, this president handing over some power to his vice president and stepping aside. You just won't see it. Not with that ego, not with that person, not with this campaign that is happening. So in the meantime, we know that Vladimir Putin and the Russians were playing games with us before. Can you imagine what the temptations for them now will be? They'll be incredible. So obviously, those people who are trying to interfere with the proper functioning of the United States government, and remember, a lot of this is very security-oriented, and people have to be very careful about what information gets out and what information gets in. This is a bad time.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, we'll have to stop there today. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David. It's not a good day.